Rebecca, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
You're absolutely welcome.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Red Cycle program for people who might not have heard of it?
Yeah, for sure. So people may or may not have noticed a weird-looking bin at their local Coles or Woolworths supermarket, and it accepts all sorts of soft plastic. So we're the only program in Australia that takes soft plastic waste. So everything from your bread bags to your frozen food packages to the outside packaging of biscuits to whole bubble wrap, you name it, postal satchels, that kind of thing, we can take all of that soft plastic, including your old plastic shopping bags. And if you put that in one of those bins, then the program actually, we accept it all, we take it back to Melbourne, and then it goes through to either our partners at Replas, who then turn it into all sorts of amazing products like park benches and bollards and signage and speed humps and garden products. There's a whole heap of things. Or we also have now partnered with a company called Downer and another company called Close the Loop. And so the soft plastic is becoming a component of new municipal road infrastructure. So basically road base. So replacing the traditional asphalt type roads. There's a new mix that's using recycled soft plastics, recycled glass and recycled toner cartridges. So that's kind of what it is. We take stuff that people no longer want that used to end up in landfill, and it gets turned into something great and reused.
And that's always good because we're always looking for new ways to reduce landfill.
Absolutely. Well, just on that, we've currently we're recovering 4.3 million pieces of soft plastic every single week from across the country. So that's 4.3 million pieces every week that's no longer ending up in landfill or breaking down and ending up in our waters. So it's a pretty huge deal.
Every week, wow.
Every single week from across the country. Yeah, we've got over 2,000 locations of our bins across the country now, and that will be expanding later in this year. That's to be announced, so everybody can stay tuned for that. But, yeah, it's a lot of soft plastic and more happening every week because more and more people are becoming aware of the program. A lot of people still don't really know about it, but that's okay. It's a slow burn and we're happy with that.
So when it comes to the actual process, how is soft plastic recycling different to other sorts of recycling that we do?
Yeah, so it's the way it's broken down. And like I said, we're one of the only, well, we're the only organisation that takes post-consumer soft plastic. So our partners at Replas, who were our original partners, it's the way they can break it down, mix it with other recycled materials that they receive from other organisations, and then they can blend that all to make a mixture, I guess, that is then sturdy enough to create these great outdoor products, which are long-lasting, don't fade with the sun, all that kind of stuff, and have a much better lifespan than, say, wooden park benches or wooden decking and that kind of stuff. And then ultimately, if for whatever reason one of those products gets damaged, the great thing is that that broken park bench or that broken signage can be returned to Replas, and then they can melt that down and make it into another product, which is not able to be done with your traditional building materials.
And so do you have any, I guess, tips or tricks to help people get into the habit of recycling soft plastics?
Yeah, for sure. So we've got a website that people can go to, and there's a downloadable poster that gives just a general outline of the things that people can get their heads around. So, you know, frozen food bags, bread bags, the plastic bags inside cereal boxes, bubble wrap, those kinds of things that I mentioned. And then we've also got so a lot of people have been downloading that poster and putting that up so the family can start to get used to the sorts of things they can put aside. And then there's some, you know, trickier things. People, you know, like yogurt pouches, for example, those can be recycled. And some other items that we actually have a comprehensive list on our website that people can have a look at. And obviously, if there's things that are not listed, they can always shoot us an email or contact us on Facebook and we can clarify for them. But yeah, just using an old shopping bag or your old green bag, any one of those that gets broken down, just start, you know, it's got a tear in it or something, you can start filling that every week. Some people put aside another bin, so they've got their recycling bin, their general waste bin, and a soft plastics recycling bin. And then they just take it once a week or once a fortnight or once a month, just when you go to do your shopping at Woolies or Coles, just drop it off. And I should say there that you don't have to be regular shoppers at Woolies or Coles. You can shop anywhere, but you can just take your soft plastics back into those supermarkets. You don't have to have purchased items from those supermarkets to be able to return the soft plastics, because some people have been a bit confused about that. So anybody can walk in and drop it off. But yeah, we've had all sorts of stories of people starting up soft plastic recycling within their office space or within schools or within daycare centres. So it's really achievable. It just takes another second each day to think about which bin do I put this piece of waste in. But people get used to it pretty quickly. And if you go to our Facebook page, we did a Love Week post this week because it was Valentine's Day, and had people writing in what they love about RedCycle and RedCycling, and the comments have been amazing. So that just proves to us that people are really getting behind the program and really embracing it. And, you know, not to mention the amount of soft plastic that I mentioned earlier that we're recovering every week. So it's a great thing for people to get involved in. It's pretty simple for people to get involved in, and we're going to make it easier as time goes on by introducing other locations where people can drop off their soft plastics.
We'll get all the links up in the podcast. Rebecca, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yeah, no problem at all, and happy for anybody to reach out if they need to ask us any questions.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Okay, thank you.